This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on the latest information on former President Donald Trump's second assassination attempt.
U.S. Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe said agents did their job to the letter when they noticed a man poking a rifle through the bushes at former President Donald Trump's golf course. The suspect, Ryan Wesley Routh's family members and former colleagues, are being interviewed by the FBI. Authorities are pursuing and executing search warrants for cell phones, a vehicle, and electronics for Routh. An FBI agent says he also had numerous felony charges for stolen goods between 1997 and 2010. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations has accused Israel's military of striking schools, humanitarian workers, and civilians in Gaza. It's a sign of growing American frustration with its close ally as the war approaches its first anniversary. At a meeting with U.S. officials, Israeli opposition leader Yair Lapid tells reporters ceasefire deal to return the hostages is more important than Benjamin Netanyahu's political future.
Any political interests should be set aside for this. This is way more important. Israel as a nation will not heal unless we will bring them back home. This is essential to our existence. So yes, I will give him any necessary safety net in order to make the deal.
Israel has repeatedly said that it targets Hamas militants who often hide with civilians and use them as human shields in retaliation for their October 7th attacks in southern Israel. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed to Egypt this week on his 10th trip to the Middle East since the war in Gaza began. The trip is partly aimed at refining a proposal to present to Israel and Hamas for a ceasefire deal and a release of hostages. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Germany began implementing checks on all of its island land borders, I should say, Monday as the government tries to crack down on irregular migration. But critics say it undermines the core of European Union principles of freedom of movement. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
Germany took in more than a million migrants in 2015 in the wake of the Arab Spring. It is also hosting more than a million Ukrainian refugees. The influx prompted a backlash from some voters who have turned to the far-right Alternative for Germany party, which scored a shock victory in recent regional elections. Many of Germany's neighbours have reacted with anger to the border checks, including Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has approved the immediate release of $8 million to support victims in flood-ravaged Nigeria's Borno state. Timothy Obiezu reports.
The UN resident coordinator Mohamed Malik Foul announced the new funding while visiting flood victims over the weekend. The visit was to assess the extent of damage caused by the flooding and to ramp up life-saving assistance. The UN has been providing hot meals and facilitating food airdrops in hard-to-reach areas cut off by flood waters. Last Tuesday, a dam burst caused millions of liters of water to pour into communities in Maiduguri. State authorities say the flood killed dozens of people and affected more than 1 million others. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria.
A United Nations official says that between 20 and 50 people have been killed in violence among illegal miners in Papua New Guinea. The fighting started days ago and is continuing in the Pugera Valley near the site of a landslide in May, estimated to have killed more than 2,000 people. The UN's humanitarian advisor for Papua New Guinea, Matei Bagasi, says that the death toll of at least 20 was based on information from community members and local authorities in Inga province. In the nation's mountainous island, he says the fighting is continuing. He did not have information on the numbers wounded. Prosecutors say that Sean Diddy Combs was arrested late Monday in New York, where he faces a sealed criminal indictment. Details of the charges were not immediately announced by prosecutors, but the hip-hop mogul has faced a stream of allegations by women in recent months who accused him of sexual assault. His lawyer called the prosecution unfair. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.